Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to our seventh episode of the pod. And our first actually is Unleashing Deepin, which is super exciting and very fitting because we have an incredibly special guest. We are here with Veronica from Eclipse, who is building scaling infrastructure for Web3 and Deepin specifically, which is awesome and going to be really important for the space. So Veronica, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to just get to know a little bit about you and your background, how you got into Web3 and Deepin more specifically. So maybe you can start off there and give the folks some background and context as to who you are.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Veronica. I'm currently our institutional BD lead at Eclipse. And I can go into a little more details later as to what Eclipse does. But in terms of, you know, my background, how I got into crypto, I got into crypto in around 2018, kind of more on the personal side. I took a few courses in economics, and we actually had recently, we brought up blockchain technology, and that was really interesting to me. So I kind of started doing some digging around that, you know, started looking at some of the OG tokens that were circulating. And then during one of my college internships, I actually started by interning at a crypto fund. In New York, actually, where it was super exciting. I actually kind of got the breadth of it. Being in New York, I think there's a really strong community here. And so I started off at a fund called Warto HGR, then worked at a small trade execution shop called Scollum, also based in New York, did a brief stint at BlockFi, and ended up at a data provider called The Tie after, where I was doing institutional sales. You know, like kind of went through different sizes of companies, different types of projects, or DeFi related more on the infra side, et cetera. And I discovered that I was really interested at working at a smaller firm that was more infra focused. So that's when I came about and found Eclipse and joined the team in late February and have been grinding since then.
That's awesome. What an interesting backstory. 2018 makes you a veteran in the arc of crypto and Web3. That's early days now, considering the timeline of where we're at. What got you interested in the infra side? That's a unique interest to have, especially in all the hype and craziness that can kind of be a part of what is associated with crypto usually. What made you interested in that side of it specifically?
Yeah, I guess this is actually a good time to mention this. So I was doing something this morning, and I was trying to put in a trade for shitcoin, actually, and it was really like the UI was really overwhelming. And this kind of reminded me to the fact that stuff in crypto isn't the most logical. And if it's even hard for someone like me, it must be really hard for any of the other people that we're looking to onboard, right? So I guess my interest in the infra side comes from the fact that I'm interested in figuring out how we can get more mass adoption around the space. And working on a specific project, whether it's like DeFi or anything, would be really interesting. But I think that, you know, the infrastructure that we currently have isn't quite there yet to onboard, you know, billions of users. So that's why I wanted to focus kind of on the side, figuring out what are some like workflows we can streamline, whether that's UI, UX, whether it's, you know, scalability solutions like Eclipse. So yeah.
That's great. So you touched on scalability. You talked about onboarding millions and billions of users. How did you find yourself specifically at Eclipse? And then can you talk a bit about what you guys actually offer as a service and a product?
Yeah, so I actually was introduced to Eclipse through a really good friend of mine. Given that it's, you know, a pre-seed stage startup, they finally had raised, I think a little earlier last year, and they were looking to grow their team. So I guess it was mostly luck, but yeah, and that's really how I ended up here.
That's great.
And in terms of what Eclipse does, we are think of us as a roll-up provider. So we're offering highly customizable blockchain infrastructure so that projects can deploy kind of, you know, the app of their dreams. And what that means is we're providing app-specific roll-ups. So a dedicated roll-up for every single project that's looking to launch through us. And with that, you get additional customization, whether that's at the virtual machine level. So right now we're covering EVM and SGM. So that means, you know, whatever programming language you're looking to code in and consensus and anything that's kind of tied to that. But after that, you get to also pick which data availability layer you want to host your data to. So for your rollup, let's say you can host Ethereum, Polygon, Binance. So you kind of have different access to different user bases. And on top of that, we also enable a lot of more smart contract logic. So if you wanted anything custom or bespoke to your rollup, let's say you're a project that's, you know, like a consumer facing project, right? And like, you know, kind of like in the Web 2 environment, you get something, you get to do stuff like, hey, like free trial for 2 weeks, everything's on us, you don't have to pay anything. So like stuff like that, features like that, you can also embed kind of in the Web 3 space. For instance, if you wanted your users just to try out your platform, but you wanted to pay gas fees for them on their behalf for the first 2 weeks, like kind of like cool stuff like that. And a lot of other things as well. But just for an example, that we were able to build that into your rollout.
That's really unique. So is it fair to say that you are a modular application specific rollout provider for projects? Is that sort of a fair assessment then?
Yes, I think that's a really good assessment. Yeah, I think one thing as well to mention is that like we kind of help you do all of this so that you don't have to manage your infrastructure yourself as well. So we kind of like, make it easy for all of you guys.
That makes it all the more compelling for builders that are looking for these types of solutions. Can we take a step back for those who maybe aren't familiar with the term rollup? Can you explain what that means, what it is, and sort of why it's important to Web3 and then DeepIn specifically?
Yeah. So I guess just to kind of give like a high level overview, I guess like the easiest way to go about explaining how rollup works is that current blockchains, right, they've seen a lot of adoption and a lot of growth. And we'll just go with Ethereum, for instance. That's just the most popular one. But there's been so many apps, so many users have onboarding to Ethereum, where in the beginning, you know, it was cheap, it was fast. But as the user base grows, the amount of application grows, there's now a lot of network congestion. Everything's expensive. There's a lot more, I guess, data that's being held on Ethereum. And so the way to go about that, that people have, developers have looked into is rollups. And a rollup is a scaling solution where basically they bunch of transactions together and kind of execute it in a more optimized way so that you don't have to go through so many steps in a sense, or like not everything gets posted back to the L1. But just kind of, I guess it's just like a more scalable solution in terms of scalability. So that's really important for the Web3 community, especially as we're onboarding more people. As more projects get deployed, you know, we want to find an environment where they'll be able to thrive and excel at what they're actually looking to do. Because I think there's a lot of super interesting projects, I think specifically to the DeepIn space, where it feels like the next best way to kind of onboard the masses, right? There's so many of these like real world use cases, but as we're looking to kind of onboard millions of users, it's really hard that project to flourish if the infrastructure isn't there. If everything is really expensive to run, nobody's going to want to pay for that. If stuff is really slow, then I mean, there's really, you know, there's no point to it if the infrastructure is not there. So for DeepIn specifically, you know, a project that has that many transaction volumes going in, etc., it feels like, you know, you guys definitely need a more scalable solution. So that's sure. That's what we're hoping to solve.
That's a succinct explanation. And for anybody who's ever interacted with an L1 in any capacity, I'm sure they're painfully aware of how both expensive and sort of slow that transaction process can be. You touched on DeepIn, and I want to get into the specifics there. It's one of the things that makes DeepIn really unique is that there is a lot of data transferring through. It's sort of one of the core tenets that make DeepIn really interesting. How are you specifically solving for that DeepIn scalability? Are there things that you offer that are specific to the space that are really helping the industry grow and flourish with using Eclipse specifically?
Yeah, I guess I can touch on some of like the main example as to why some of our DeepIn clients use us. I would say that, you know, as you touched upon it, like there's so much data being posted on chain. And as we're looking, as you know, the ethos of DeepIn, the purpose of, I guess, everything would be just to have that on chain so that there's transparency and trust as you're kind of dealing with your users. But as of right now, there really isn't any types of blockchain architecture that enables you to either post these literal terabytes of data on chain constantly, or it would just be incredibly expensive. So that's why, you know, we're offering Eclipse as a rollup where fees are distinctively cheaper and you get that dedicated throughput so you can post gigabytes of data. And that's what a lot of the folks that are working with us from the DeepIn space are looking to do. And I would say reliability is a big one as well. Like, I think deep end projects really touch upon a lot of real world issues. So you can't really be working with any blockchain where, you know, it's going to be down all the time. That's kind of concerning in some sense, because people could, you know, not have energy. If you're some sort of energy deep end, they could have no Wi-Fi, no 5G. So, you know, we're also looking to have that scalable solution that can grow, still be reliable, but also have that dedicated throughput so that you can host all the data you need and also, just scale in general.
Wow, that's fantastic. Let me ask you this. Did you find DeepIn or did DeepIn find you in Eclipse? How did your first use case come to fruition? How did the first project kind of come to fruition? Can you talk about why DeepIn is a compelling or sort of an exciting application or use case within the Eclipse ecosystem?
Yeah, so DeepIn actually found us, I will say. So one of our investors actually initially introduced us to the React team, and they were our first DeepIn project. So we were really lucky because I think, you know, Eclipse is still in testnet and we have a really small team. And the way we thought about this is, what type of companies do we want to talk to? What exactly is, you know, our mission? So we decided that we wanted to talk to very unique types of companies so that we can prove the use case of a, you know, scalability solution. So that's why when we spoke to the React team, it was really interesting to us because they are still currently working with Polygon, but they aren't really able to post the data, as you said, that they wanted to constantly on chain. There just wasn't really a solution for that. So they were actually our first design partner in the DeepIn space. So we kind of workshopped around what their rollup would look like. And we'll be deploying that shortly later this year. But still really working out different kinks and figuring out what are some like super unique use cases for DeepIn. But yeah, really building out that infrastructure with low transaction fees and, just the throughput necessary for to post all of the data that the DeepIn projects require.
Right. I think any builder or any customer can appreciate that, as you mentioned, when you've interfaced with even the more scalable chains. You mentioned Polygon. There's still those limitations that you run into. And so that's really exciting to hear that there is a sort of a path forward for being able to solve these problems. You touched on the use case with React. I think that's a really interesting one. Are there other projects or other DeepIn companies that you're working with that you could share or you could sort of talk through?
Yeah, I can list some of the projects we're currently working with. So React is one. Wind is one as well. So decentralized web proxies, Wave as well. They're on-chain GDPR and compliance tracking. We recently signed a partnership with Iotex as well. We're pretty big in the energy sector. We also recently signed Plural Energy. They tokenizable organelles. And we have a lot of proposals out right now as well for a few of the other folks in the space, branching out into 5G, Wi-Fi as well, looking into storage and, you know, decentralized ride sharing, literally everywhere. But, you know, super excited about that. I would say like a few of the other use cases that feel really interesting for clients or projects is that everybody is looking for a more scalable option in terms of automating the best way to reward users. So a lot of projects, you know, like we're very early on in the DeepIn space, but I think I also agree and believe that there's going to be a boom in the next couple years. And as we get more users on, there needs to be a better infrastructure also for like rewarding users, calculating rewards, etc. So we have a few of these proposals out for, you know, different ways to do like account abstraction and like automation for rewarding users, etc. But I feel like those are definitely some of the more general use cases that we've noticed. We're always open to, you know, workshopping around really unique use cases for like specific projects. We have some projects that are ingesting gas themselves so that their users can just have gasless transactions. There's so many different features that I could touch upon, but
Wow, there certainly is a broad spectrum of use cases and applications. You know, DeepIn is a space is quite broad, so it's interesting to hear about all of the different applications that are coming to you to be able to build. Can you talk through a few of the consistencies or the commonalities between projects when they're coming to you, so builders who are looking for scaling solutions can know what's on the table for almost every use case when it comes to building with Eclipse? Is it transaction throughput? Is it things like account abstraction?
Yeah, so I would say the main features that are brought up, I would say, are like bigger umbrellas, but throughput is a big one. So it's a dedicated throughput as a chain. So getting the TPS of your dreams and being able to post all of that data on chain is a big one. Reliability is a big one, I would say. No shade at all, but a lot of DeepIn projects are based in Solana and have had a rough time with the reliability of the blockchain. So kind of figuring out options around that. And then kind of economics as well. So just kind of transaction fees is a big one. And as people are scaling, figuring out, you know, the pricing between microtransactions. So as I was saying, you know, rewarding a user every time you do that, where the computation is considered a transaction. So it ends up being really costly, even if you're building on somewhere like Solana. So we work really closely with a lot of the projects to figure out a better kind of token model as well. We also do, you know, kind of like more unique token models for clients, depending on what they're looking for. We kind of work and workshop through that to figure out how they want to price gas in, et cetera. And so, yeah, flexibility around gas is a big one. Sure. These are mostly the big umbrellas, I would say. And then we have smaller things, like smaller in-house features that kind of fit under that would be, let me see. So, yeah, gas in your own native token, being able to ingest gas for your community, trivial transaction costs, what else? Yeah, account abstraction around rewarding users is a big one. Yeah, there's just a lot of customization that you can do kind of at the execution level or layer for your project that we work through with a lot of clients. But I would say, yeah, if anything under the big umbrellas of throughput, reliability, and like economic pricing or costs kind of sound familiar to the pain points that you're facing, we can definitely go from there. And then the things that we really like to do with our projects is usually when I sit down with them, we have our first call after they decide to onboard with us. And we actually work through a V1 and a V2 so that we can do a slow and reliable rollout of the rollup. But usually after we've rolled out the V1, it kind of gets, you know, the juices going and people start thinking through, you know, what could be a world with a rollup or like an infrastructure where they're not really constrained by throughput, right? So after the V1, we usually like get new ideas for the V2. So we actually workshop around that and like edit and make it better. So I wouldn't be concerned for any of the projects if, you know, they're facing like specific pain points, but we can definitely work through that. And we'll probably end up finding cooler, more cool customizations for them as well later on.
That's awesome. You touched on a few things that are specifically consumer facing in terms of value adds of why projects would choose to build with Eclipse, things like gasless transactions or sort of ingesting those gas fees. Are there other features on the roadmap or offerings that are currently part of the model, like wallet integrations or things that sort of make it so it's also very consumer friendly from interfacing with these projects?
Yeah, so we have a couple of wallet integrations. I would say specific to the EVM chains, that's super easy. Like anything that's EVM compatible, you'll be able to integrate with the rollup. So MetaMask, any of the specific other wallets that you're interested in using, you'll be able to do that. We're working with a couple of bridges as well. Like Hyperlane is our preferred bridge at the moment, but we're working on integrating more. I actually less so deep and related, but we work with a couple games as well, where, you know, it's kind of more Web 2.5-y, and I feel like this relates a little bit to the DeepIn space as well, since, you know, I think what I believe will help with the masses actually using crypto is them actually not knowing that they're interacting with blockchain. Like, you don't really need to know what a wallet is, you don't really need to know what your seed phrase is, right? But kind of going back to that is we've been working with a few social wallets as well, or shadow wallets with social logins, where you'll be able to literally just log in with your email and make a password so that the user kind of from the front end has no idea that they're interacting with blockchain. So stuff like that we're already working on. And yeah, I mean, like, we're really open if there's any type of, you know, applications that are being used that, you know, you think or projects think kind of facilitate the UI for users, and we're happy to integrate them. But yeah, that's definitely something that we're looking to work on.
It's fantastic. It's really important. Obviously, the scalability is a big problem, but also how users interact with these services and tools and products is the other part of it that's going to be required for onboarding the billions, as they say. You talked about where you think applications or sort of adoption is going to happen in the space. What are you optimistic about? What are you excited about within the future prospects of DeepIn? Are there specific use cases that you've seen that are getting kind of your creative juices flowing? Or are there any projects that you're currently working with that seem like they're going to go out and sort of change the world? Where do you see the future of DeepIn progressing to? And how does Eclipse specifically play a role in pushing that forward?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about DeepIn in a sense. When I actually started researching it, I think, you know, I was reading through a couple of, you know, the great Ansari reports, and I could see that since then until now, there's been so much of a change in these reports. You know, we had started off with, you know, four big subsectors, and now we've ended up rechanging kind of the methodology that we're splitting up DeepIn companies, since there's so many new sub verticals that are appearing literally all the time. I even see, you know, some Web 2 companies coming into the Web 3 DeepIn space, like Wi-Fi Map, for instance. It was super interesting to see that they literally adopted a token model now and are switching to kind of this Web 3 approach. I think we'll see a lot more of that. I've spoken to a few of, you know, the big telecom companies. Everyone's super excited about the Web 3 space. So I think as the years come in, we're going to see a lot more kind of a shift towards this new narrative. Personally, I'm really interested in seeing more novel use cases around, you know, like I think there's a lot of stuff in the cellular, the 5G space, maybe some stuff I would say, I'm not sure, actually more in like the educational space. I saw some like mindfulness deep end apps, but kind of figuring out, yeah, there's a lot of like quirky ones that I've seen pop up. It's mostly more so from like a curiosity standpoint that I definitely want to see where like the uniqueness of the DeepIn token incentivized model can be used, and you know what really like what's the range of unique use cases we can start working with.
Right, they're vast and they're wide, and they're only going to continue growing as people understand the value of, you don't have to start solve for that cold start problem anymore. You've got the supply and the demand side as part of the model, which is really interesting. I want to go back to something you said a bit ago, which was that onboarding journey. And so you have projects that come, you guys talk about your V1 and your V2. What does the typical sort of developer journey or customer journey look like for integrating and onboarding and using Eclipse?
Yeah, so I would say if you're a project that's interested in working with the process is usually pretty easy. So you would just reach out to us. We kind of get in a meeting with you. You just target or pinpoint what all of your pain points are, and we workshop around some features that would be very unique to your rollup. But the spin up of the rollup takes actually not that long. One thing that we launched actually at ETC a couple weeks ago during the IoTex event is that we are going to be launching a self-serve option on our website. So you can already sign up. Yeah, thank you for the wait list at the moment. But the way it would work is you would go on our website and we'll have a portal where you'd be able to select the features that you want. And usually when I say features at this point, I mean really more on like the code level, where you'll be selecting which virtual machine you want to work with and which data availability layer. And then after that, you get to put in a few requests. We'll have some features already listed there that we think are unique to your sector. So if you tell us that you're a DeepIn project, we'll have a templatized version. In the long run, right now we're still working through the kinks of that, but yes, sure. If you are a DeepIn project, we'll have a template of what we think would be the best solution. What are some of, you know, the popular features, and you'll be able just to click through them. And then after you confirm and pay, you'll be able to, the rollup will just be deployed within 10, 15 minutes. And yeah, you'll be able to get a free trial for a week or two just to mess around with it and see if you're happy with it. So, I mean, yeah, so that's what the developer journey would be. We'll also be on standby. You don't have to communicate with anyone, but we'll also have people on standby kind of more on the engineering side if you want to talk through some stuff. And yeah, that's basically the developer journey.
All right. It sounds super easy. It sounds like anybody can get going and start building their project and launching it as soon as possible. You mentioned the self-service product that's coming out. When is that available? When can people start playing and interfacing with that?
Yeah, so the self-serve product will be available in the fall. But the one thing is we're still in testnet right now. So if you think you would be a really good design partners for us, feel free to reach out. We're always looking for more. So that would still be an option if you're super excited to build with Eclipse at the moment. But yeah, self-serve will be out in November. Well, self-serve is also not our only product. We also have our, you know, self-serve plus or enterprise grade product where it's more of a white glove experience. If you know that you need a lot of customizations for your chain, then I think that's more so on the enterprise side, and you'll get to work with me directly. I'll be here throughout the process really helping you build out bespoke features. So that's also on the table if anybody needs.
Exciting. Hopefully we'll have some folks reaching out and beginning to deploy and build. It's going to be really great. And I'll be sure to link all of your social handles down below so everybody can get in touch with Veronica if you're going to go and build your project on Eclipse. We'll be sure to link your website and all that kind of information as well. So is there anything else that you wanted to add? This has been super informative, both from learning about what rollups are, how they're going to help the deep end space progress, and also how you're playing a role in that as a very integral developer. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that would be important for folks to know before we wrap it up here?
Yeah, I guess really like I've touched upon a little bit of what we do, but really think of us as your blank slate for blockchain infrastructure. We can really build anything on the on-chain side for you. So if there's anything I haven't touched upon and you think that it's something that you need help with on the blockchain side, feel free still to reach out. There's definitely things that we can do. We can workshop together, but yeah, the solutions are endless.
That's fantastic. Get those creative juices flowing and let's start building the next wave of infrastructure. It's going to be amazing. Well, Veronica, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for coming on and getting a chance to chat with me and chat with everybody about what you're building. Again, it is so important for progressing both DeepIn, but Web3 in general. Scalability is a big problem. Those picks and shovels, as people talk about, are really critical for us to be able to, again, onboard those user bases. So wanted to thank you again. We will be sure to link everything down below. So if you are interested in getting in touch with Veronica, or if you want to learn more about what Eclipse is offering, be sure to check it out. So wanted to thank you again, and we'll wrap it up here, and we'll see everybody on the next one. Thanks so much, Veronica.
Thank you so much. Bye.